Once upon a time, there was a camel and a fox who were good friends. They loved to play with each other all day in the sun. One day, after playing and running around the field, both of them grew hungry. They remembered that somewhere across the river there was a farm that had an abundance of food, but there was no bridge at the river.
Hey, fox, I know you cannot swim. Come, climb onto my back. I'm pretty tall, so I can simply wade across the river.
Ah, camel, you're so thoughtful. Here I come.
The fox climbed up onto the camel's back and the strong camel walked across the river to the other side. They excitedly made their way to the farm. The camel headed over to the vegetable garden and started munching on carrots. The quick fox ran over to the chicken coop and caught one of the hens. She gobbled it up until she was sated.
Hey, camel! Oh, excuse me. I wanted to let you know that usually after a wonderful meal, I love to sing. It's just something I like to do.
Please, fox, do not sing just yet. I'm still eating. If you sing, then the farmer will hear you and will chase us away. You have finished eating so quickly, but I haven't eaten enough yet. Let me finish my dinner first, okay? And then you can sing as we make our way back home.
But fox did not pay any attention to her friend and began to sing at the top of her voice. The farmer was woken up by the loud singing and realized what was happening. He dashed out of the house and headed to the vegetable garden waving a large stick. The fox swiftly scurried away. However, camel was not as nimble nor quick.
Aha! Caught you! How dare you eat my carrots! You have to pay me back somehow!
I'm very sorry, Mr. Farmer. I will pay you back. You please let me go first.
No way! I am going to keep you here with me on this farm and make you give rice to all the children. If I charge 10 cents a ride, then you can perhaps pay back what you owe me by the end of the month.
The camel was aghast at the idea. Some children are nice, but he has seen some horrible kids who would kick and hurt him while riding his back. He was afraid and tried again to run away. The farmer tried to block the camel with his stick. The camel tripped over the stick and was hurt, but managed to get up and run away. The camel finally reached the river with his bones aching everywhere. He was very upset with his friend, the fox, who was waiting for him by the river.
Why did you sing when you knew that the farmer would hear you while I was still eating my meal?
It's my habit. Aya camel, never mind la, you managed to get away anyway. Come, let me climb upon your back again so that we may cross the river again and return to our home.
The camel was upset that the fox was not sorry about what she had done. In fact, it seemed that the fox did not even realize how selfish she was. The camel silently allowed fox to climb on his back and then he started walking across the river. When the camel was halfway across, at the point where the water was at its deepest and the current at its fastest, he stopped walking.
Fox, I usually take a bath after my meals.
The fox was clever and knew what that meant.
No, do not take a bath. I cannot swim. And if you take a bath, I will get swept away by the river current and drown.
I am very sorry, but I always take a bath after I have eaten. It is my habit.
And with that, the camel lowered himself into the deep water until the water was up to the fox's neck, causing the fox to panic.
No, please don't lower yourself any further.
Are you sorry that you were so selfish back there at the farm?
Yes, I'm truly sorry. I promise not to be selfish again.
Camel stood up tall and started wading again across the river and climbed up the bank and onto the warm grass. The fox realized that she had been very selfish and told Camel how sorry she was and that she would be more considerate of others. Camel graciously accepted her friend's sincere apology. Then the two friends began to laugh and roll around in the warm grass while the sunshine dried their wet fur. The end.